is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen from each and every single corner of the world, hope everything is just fine with you. Whatever you're doing, driving your car, walking on your feet, going back to home after a long day, or just resting at home, I welcome your entrance to an extraordinary zone. You're hearing me from IRB English Radio. Get ready to fly with us in the realm of reality with a new episode of your program, Back to Reality. This is Asma at your service as your host, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Habib. Very happy to have you both in here.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm also happy to be with you always.
Yes,
everywhere.
I'm always glad to be with you.
And alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on board.
Yes, thank you for being here. Welcome to your program. So give us just a little bit about yourself, an introduction. Zainab, what are you studying?
Well, Asma, I'm Zainab Askari, and I'm a student of Hausa right now, and I'm done with Master's in Linguistics from University of Kashmir.
Linguistics is awesome. Okay, you, brother?
Currently studying in the Hausa, Kharij level, advanced level, and at your service.
That's so much. You're a master. So, let's get into the very heart of discussion. Have you ever heard about the laws of attraction?
Yeah, I've heard of it, of course.
Yes. Everyone knows about laws of attraction. When I was a student, I used to be very much attracted to that notion.
Being positive, right?
Yes, be positive all the time and having so much of good vibes about the things you're going to do or about the coming future. Whatever you plan in your brain, whatever you make an image of it in your brain, then you're going to bring it into reality. Is it true?
Me personally, I think that yes, whenever you have this optimistic view of life, I think that it helps you in achieving your goal.
Mm-hmm.
You're optimistic about achieving your goal. You have that burn in you, let's say, that extra energy, that extra ginger and honey that you have, and it helps you and aids you reach your goal. I personally believe yes.
Yes, but sometimes that ginger you talked about would burn you.
Depending. If you keep in mind that there also is a chance that you might fail.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't think that it might burn you. It might even make you stronger. And talking from sports-wise, because, you know, I like sports. It doesn't look like it, but I like sports. And when I've seen various teams, either when they crash, either they get right back up to the top again, Liverpool. And sometimes, no, they don't. They go even below to what they were. So it really depends on the mentality that you have. And I think that the laws of attraction are, you know, conditioned with that condition that you keep in mind that not everyone reaches their goals and your goals might not be as what you pictured.
So let Sister Zainab say a little bit about this and then I will be back to you and I have a very important question from you. So what are your ideas about?
Being optimistic.
Being optimist. Which one do you prefer, optimist, pessimist?
Of course being optimistic. Of course being optimistic.
Because so?
Well, I think every person, like a light, like a lamp in their room, gives energy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I shut the door, but still this light of this room is going out one or the other way. The same way you carry energies, positive energies, vibes, negative energies. So the more you're optimistic about anything, the more you're spreading that. The more you're thinking good about something, the more you are giving positive energy to yourself first. And to the surroundings and the people you're surrounded by.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Brother Habib, I would ask you a question, since you're very optimist.
Thank you.
I would ask you this question that, how do you keep it in a moderate situation, you know? How do you keep it moderate about being an optimist in a way that doesn't lead you to disillusionment?
I'm actually well known for being over-optimistic about some such in various situations.
Yes.
And most of the times, alhamdulillah, it drives me and the people around me to reaching that good, to reaching our goals. And when it doesn't reach the goals, you feel that burn, as you stated before.
Yes.
Yeah. But the thing is, like how I stated, always keeping in mind that if you fail, it's not the end of the world. There's a possibility that you will fail, always looking
but
to...
But I have rooted on that thing. I mean, I had invested a lot of energy and I have built a plan upon it. And suddenly that castle is broken. You know, whenever I talk about optimism, I remember a castle in the air. Most of the time, not always.
I don't totally agree with that. To some extent, yes, there is that pain of failure when it happens. There is that, you know, like, ah, it wasn't like how I thought it was going to be.
Yes, exactly.
But that's normal. When you keep, like how I said, keep that in the background of your head, that this is not the final goal. This is not the final destination. This is not the true failure, the true success in life. Then yes, then there won't be any problem. That's how you keep it moderate. But if you put your entire livelihood and you state that either I fail or either I succeed and there's nothing else behind it and afterwards and nothing else, not only if you fail, you will burn, but if you reach your goal, you will feel empty at the same time. And if you look at people who reach their goals, usually they're the people that are most likely to fall into depression. Why? Because they feel that emptiness in themselves. And I'm talking from, you know, studies.
You're talking about optimism.
Yeah, like they're optimistic and everything. Mm-hmm. They reach their goals. But when they reach their goals, they still feel empty inside. Why? Because they feel like, all right, I'm the champion of the world now. What's next? Or what more? And they feel that emptiness. They feel like their life is useless now.
Yes.
So I think that keeping in mind always that this, whatever you're going towards and whatever you're optimistic about, keep in mind that that's not your final goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for something else. And, you know, also optimistic in dua is also available. I think we should, you know, highlight more
upon
that.
Yes, we must be optimist. So, Sister Zainab, how about you? Have you experienced situations in your life in which you feel like you are done with optimism and you feel like you are a pessimist?
Honestly, like brother said, when thinking about goals, when thinking about the final result, what the result will be, not thinking about your efforts. But what actually matters is the efforts you made. The result, as Brother rightly mentioned, in the end.
So that's what's the problem. I have made so much of an effort. So when it does not come into a goal that I have planned for it...
But you should be happy with your efforts because you made them. You did that. You had a long journey experience.
Very nice.
That journey is very important. The destination is not important. The journey you went
through... What if that happens a lot? Many times I go through a journey, I do so much, and then... I get nothing out of it. I think most of the people who have become pessimists once were optimists.
Because they really think that this should have happened. And what we have in religion as well, something called as, there is something Allah does not want something. Mm-hmm. See, you know, you have some things in your life right now you did not had 5 years ago. You so much prayed for them, but you have them right now. But are you satisfied? No. You still want something more and more and more. That's human nature, you know. We are like that. We are created like that. We always need more in life, but we are never done with it. But we always feel like once I get this thing, I'll give an example. I have someone in my family. I won't say what relation I help with.
Yeah.
The person. The person says, if I get an Android, a very good Android, I'll be happy. I'll be done. Like, I won't be having any more tensions. Once the person gets Android, now he says, I need a laptop. It should be i7
or
i9.
Yes, we have seen many of those events.
Once that's done, now the person needs a car. Now then he needs so on and so...
The more you get, the more you want.
The more you want. And, like, it's never... You know, it never stops. So what I think is, like, sometimes we feel like if this wish of mine is not fulfilled, I start... being pessimist.
Exactly.
But I have to remember one thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He created me, and even if He said in Quran that, ask me and I'll answer your du'as. And then we have another verse. We see not every du'a is answered. Why? There are certain things that we need to do about du'as. We have to check on our du'as. For example, I'm asking for something, but at the same time, I'm not going and having a look at my relatives. Mm-hmm. That which is called Salih Rahim. You know, I have to go and see my relatives. which is one of the conditions of your prayers being accepted.
So at the same time that you wish for something, you pray for something, you have to do some extra efforts.
I have to see all the conditions. I cannot sit here and just ask for each and everything without making any efforts, without making any things, and just keep on thinking that if I do not get this, this is the end of the world. I should not be thinking like that, you know, because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that once a person who did not get much in this world, when he go to that world and see what he got instead of that particular thing.
He'll never say he got anything.
He'll wish. In fact, give me scissors so that I can cut myself into, you know, pieces. I wish I had so much trouble and pain in the
world. Thank you very much, Sister Zainab. Well, this is a point where we have to go for a short break. So it's just the interval. Don't go anywhere. We'll join you in a minute.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So let's go back to reality with today's discussion. We were talking about optimism and pessimism. They are both sides of one coin. You shouldn't go so extreme on either sides. If you're optimist, don't go too much in a level that leads you to a disillusionment, because that would hurt so much. We didn't talk about pessimists. Let's talk about their point of view.
It's pretty much the same meaning as al-yas, where you have no hope at all, and that everything that's going to happen in the future is very bad, and that's it. We fell into failure.
Do you have such people around you?
Yes, actually. They're always very negative people. And whether they like it or not, they're dragging the people down with them as well. They're dragging their loved ones as well with them down. All the times we have to keep our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
We also have to keep it to a point where we don't, you know, over...
But you know, as human beings, sometimes it's very difficult.
I don't think it's that difficult. It really goes back to mentality.
To practice what you have in your mind.
You know, like when you're thinking about it, actually, you know, just be positive about it. Like if I see a person over optimistic, I will tell that person, yeah, calm down a little bit.
Yes, cool
first
down a bit.
But the thing is, when I see a person who is
pessimist,
very easy to talk to. You know, it's very easy to talk to. All he needs is someone to just, you know, push him. All he needs is someone to just remind him that, all right, so you think that you're going to fail, so at least try.
You can tell that person, "Inna Allah ma'as sabirin," and nowly Allah is with those.
You know what?
Who are patient.
The problem is when you have a history of bad things behind you. You know, so many times that how they have become pessimist. Many bad things has happened to them. Million times they have had some very optimistic views, and each time they fall down.
You know why? Because these are the people who always blame themselves. For example, if I'm such kind of person and I go to a party and I see suddenly the lights went off, I'll say, since I came to this party, it happened because of me. Had I not been here, the lights would have never went off.
That is
so
true.
These are the people who will never blame any other thing. They always blame themselves.
But it has happened to them a lot,
which
you know?
Which is not right. This has become their fault. Asma, like they are blaming themselves. It just happened. Leave it. Don't think about it. Don't blame yourself. It was supposed to happen. For example, I used to be pessimist at one point of my time, especially about the exams. If I did not get full marks or at least 98%, the least was 98%, and you know, obviously 100% was my if I didn't get that, I used to be very pessimist. My partner came to me and told me, "What will happen? You'll fail. That's it. Nothing more than that will happen." You know, he made it so easy. And even if I get, you know, 95% or less than that, I'm so happy with the efforts I do. I never care about results anymore. And I never blame myself. I always think about the things, how much efforts or how much hard work I put into this work.
So if you are going to give an advice to a pessimist, what would you say?
I tell him, never blame yourself.
If it doesn't reach you to your goal, it gains you experience. And we have this concept in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, when he says that when you guys don't have money, go and travel. Meaning, you know, do business during travel. If you don't gain any money, at least you will gain experience. You will gain more intellect. I've seen my brother actually do this. He tried to work with in a company, and he had to learn Excel.
Yes. Right?
So he learned Excel, but he didn't get the job.
That is very hurting.
No. He learned something. And
so you say through failure we grow up.
You grow.
Exactly. You grow, you learn.
Gold really turns or jewelry really makes it into jewelry is all that heat and all that pressure that you get, and then it becomes a jewelry. So the same thing with your little hearts. You know, go through that experience and then it'll turn into a jewelry.
Okay, so dear listeners, we had an amazing time speaking about some very interesting stuff. Thank you for listening to us. Until another session, I bid you farewell from me and from the entire cast of Back to Reality. I leave you to the protection of God's never sleeping eyes.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة لتصحي daylight again once again.